And when you are not there as the awareness behind the mind, the observing presence, in other words, if you don't know what your mind is doing because you're so identified with your mind that you become it, then you suddenly have a big problem and you don't want to be here anymore. My bum hurts and other things are wrong too. And before you know it, your mind drives you out of here complaining. Quite normal. So once you know that, then when a certain thought comes, like, I can't stand this anymore, you can allow that thought to be there without being totally drawn into the thought and believing in it completely. I can't stand it anymore. Why can't you stand it? Just because, no. It's just a thought that wants to be taken seriously. Give me attention, believe in me, become me, it says. That's the human mind. And not to know the human mind, not to recognize it, then life becomes very hard, because the mind makes it much harder than it need be. Much, much harder. Reality is relatively benign compared to what your mind is saying about it. So here we come already to the central point of our gathering here, which is to separate from complete identification with the voice in the head. To separate so that you suddenly know there's the voice and it's saying all kinds of things. That requires a certain alertness. And we call that presence. That's one word one could use, presence. You become present. Oh. And when you are completely identified with the voice in the head, which is the normal human state, then you are basically absent. And one could even say asleep, like a daydreamer, daydreaming. Not here. So our gathering is to, many of you, of course, already beginning or already far advanced in the stage of disidentification from the mind. So if that is the case, it's just a deepening that happens as we sit here together in presence. And for some of you, it may be a completely new thing. What, there's a voice in my head? Yes. It's your thought processes. There's a story about, it happened actually in Japan 100 years ago or so. There was a woman, saint or awakened being, part of the Buddhist tradition, and many people would come and see her, ask for advice. And one day a man came to her and said, please help me. My life is in a terrible mess. I'm continuously stressed. I don't like the way I deal with people. I'm a self